It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. What a treat. I had an opportunity to meet this lovely lady earlier in the year. Paloma Faith joins us. Welcome, Paloma.
Hello.
It's great to have you here. You know, when we met before, I told you I couldn't wait for you to come to Los Angeles, and now here you are. And we really appreciate you coming out and performing for our listeners.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's
been a long-term dream of mine.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, I almost feel guilty knowing that I've now seen you a couple of times in performance and knowing what the American audience is about to see. I they don't know what's about to hit them. They really don't.
And that's kind of you to say.
Well, it's I had that first experience of seeing you live on stage and just, you know, being blown away and astounded because, you know, you and I spoke earlier, the whole gamut of emotions, you know, from the heartbreaking ballad to, you know, some of the most cheeky in-between song banter I've ever heard. It's just and your dramatic flair. I mean, it's a real show. I guess part of that is, you know, you have two careers. One, you're an actress, and one, you're a singer. And you kind of keep them separate, don't you?
I do, yeah. I always turn down any offers to sing in movies because I don't want the lines to get blurred.
Right.
But I think that my reason for being, like, cheeky and silly in between the songs is because they are quite sad, and I think that life's not just sad or not just happy. It's about light and dark. So I like people to sort of go away having experienced a sort of microcosm of life, in a way. If you don't laugh, then, you know, you're up the beep creek.
Right. and you're right, because you will, I guess, diffuse a moment that's really filled with emotion. You'll come out of a song, and then you will, in a self-deprecating manner, make it funny and light and sometimes, you know, you can get a little, you have strong opinions, I think.
Yeah, I do.
I think you do. I've picked up on that. In Europe, in the UK, the first album, Do You Want the Truth or Something Beautiful? Well, that would seem to indicate someone with opinions. did quite, you know, tremendous. And it sets, I guess, expectations for Fall from Grace.
Fall
to Grace. I always get that wrong, and I know that is an intentional thing.
Yeah.
Did you feel a sense of, particularly in the UK, expectations of, oh boy, we had this first hit, and now they really want it the second time? How'd that work?
I did feel the expectations were there, but what I did on the second record, which I didn't really do on the first one because I was trying to get my foot in the door, was just remain completely and utterly honest to myself and write songs which came from the heart and everything. And I think that in my head I was like, well, if that fails, then it means that I shouldn't be doing this, because if you come with, like, the absolute truth about yourself and people don't like it, then they don't like much. And I'm not very good at, like, dishonesty or pretending to be anything other than what I am. So I don't know. I actually feel like that the reason why this album already in the UK has excelled above and beyond the first one is because of that. Because on the first one, I felt like I was at times maybe guided a little bit more, and because I didn't have any power, because I was non-existent as an artist, I couldn't put my foot down and say, no, I don't like this. I was always very vocal about what I didn't like, but I was kind of expected on several occasions to do things that I didn't necessarily want to.
30-minute love affair, all in the blink of an eye, you were standing there. I heard an angel cry, run away, lover. I soon discovered it was best when we left it. I'll never forget it, our 30-minute love affair. The city let me out one night, prolonged the streets and neon lights, searching again. just talking. He was so beautiful there in my dreams. I left my heart and my memories. 30-minute love affair, all in the blink of an eye. There you were standing there. I heard an angel cry, runaway lover. I soon discovered it was best when we left it. I'll never forget it, a 30-minute love affair. He told me he'd be there tomorrow. I knew where he led, I would follow. I flew, and he knew. When I went back, he had disappeared. My hopeful smile had turned to tears, let down. No sight, no sound. Sometimes it's better just to let them go. 'Cause your illusion's more than what you could know. 30-minute love affair, all in the blink of an eye. There you were standing there. I heard an angel cry, runaway lover. I soon discovered it was best when we left it. I'll never forget it, a 30-minute love affair. Falling from the sky for him, I'll never regret it. He took my breath away. And although it was a short
talk about the honesty and you know the purpose that you wrote the album with and that the songs contain and so many of the songs, you know, the emotions right on your sleeve. I'm fascinated by the story you've told about what's behind the 30-minute love affair. Would you share that story with our listeners that don't know much about Poem of Faith? Because it's just a touching story.
Oh. Well, when I was 14, I used to go out to this square called Leicester Square in London because we couldn't get into nightclubs. We were too young. And we basically used to go out and just sort of be there and feel like we were involved in something. And there was one night I went with friends and there was a busker there. Do you have those in America?
Yeah.
Someone who plays music in the street for money. I don't know what you call them. Do you call them buskers?
Yeah, we actually have adopted busker.
Okay, so there was one there. And I thought he was like the most beautiful man I'd ever met. Not just on the outside, but inside as well. Because I spent sort of half an hour with him singing Tracy Chapman songs and talking about life and relating. And I felt like we had a real moment together. And then my friends tried to rush me off. And I didn't have a cell phone then. I was too young. So I was like, when can I see you again? He said, I'm here every single day. Come back any time and you can see me again. So I went back the next day and he wasn't there. And I went back every day for 10 days and he was never there again. Oh. So I think the song is about those moments in life where you have a brief encounter with a person and it feels significant for you. It may not even be for both of you. It may just be personal to you that you're totally taken by another human being, and you kind of will it to be bigger than what it is, but right. It doesn't get to that, and almost becomes perfect because it never becomes real in a way.
Right.
Like in your memories and thoughts, it's perfection, and it could never be perfection had you got to know each other.
Now let me ask you this question.
Celebration of that.
What if now, as you become an acclaimed and well-known artist, do you think there's any chance that that busker sees you on TV, hears about the song, goes, wait, that was me?
I think the truth of it is probably two things. One, I think that it probably wasn't as significant for him as it was for me. I think he was in his 20s. And the second thing is I was probably way illegal. And he probably just freaked out and, like, thought, no, I'm not going to go there again. I'll get into trouble. So, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think he even remembers.
Now, one of the things is you talked about how you envisioned that scenario that could be, the possibility of what might be. You spoke of when you approached Fall to Grace that you were trying to create a movie that was like a romanticized soundtrack, you know, a soundtrack to life. And,
yeah, my own life. Yeah, because I'm a film addict and I watch movies all the time. I wanted to take from my own life experience to sort of create like a universal message, but I wanted to sort of make it hyper-real. Like the directors that I love, like people like David Lynch and Wong Kar-wai and the Coen brothers and loads more, I could go on and on. But what they do is they take real life and they kind of make it slightly surreal by just accentuating little parts. And I think what I've tried to do with my record and with my producers, Nellie Hooper and Jake Gosling, is do that in sound. And the videos that I've been shooting for the singles, which are on YouTube and stuff, are part of like this movie.
Be unhappy forever, 'cause there's no one else in this world that I'd rather be unhappy with. Let's be exposed and unprotected. Let's see one another when we're weak. Let's go our separate ways in the night like two moths, but know that you're flying home to me. I was born thinking it would all be dreaming, but I know that I wouldn't be happy that way. You wear me out with frustration. Just be, just be, just be. Service, 'cause she's gone, and
going to play the Hotel Cafe tonight.
Yeah.
And it's if you've not been told yet, it's a celebrated singer-songwriter showcase room here in Los Angeles. It literally has created its own national, you know, brand and scene of the Hotel Cafe. But at the same time, it's a very intimate room. And I'm sitting back. I don't think the people that are going to the Hotel Cafe realize the Hotel Cafe can't contain you. It can't contain you. You're larger than life. You're larger than...
I wonder if my hat will fit in the venue.
Well, now, knowing your sense of style, I'm not sure I can answer that question. You'll have to let me know tonight.
My hat had its own airplane ticket.
You do have a flair and a fashion sense, too. I've always, you know, I've met you a few times, and, you know, I hope you don't think I'm patronizing you, but you always are dressed so perfectly. Your sense of style and color coordination is always immediate. And
do you always have an impulse to try on my clothes?
Well, you know, you're quite petite, and as you can see, I'm a rather...
Maybe some of the shoes.
Yeah, well, I don't... Again, look at these things. You could drive my shoes, and I will not attempt to get into... Are those 5-inch heels?
I think maybe 6.
Oh, my gosh. I've asked you before, how do you manage to walk in 6-inch heels?
The key is in the front wedge.
It's an art form unto itself, I'm going to assume. Well, it's tonight at the Hotel Cafe.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Fall to Grace. I want everyone to know that Paloma Faith is an artist unto herself. And tonight, those of you fortunate enough, and I mean that, to be able to see her in the intimate setting of the Hotel Cafe, it's going to be one of those performances where I'm sure many more people that are actually going to be there tonight will say they were there when they saw this performance. And we thank you. This is only the first time you're going to come to KCSN, because we're going to have you back many times more.
Good.
Well, it's Paloma Faith on 88.5.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. It's 88.5 KCSN.